It's the 7th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner has responded to concerns over its support for a national charity organisation that supports children impacted by crime. Embrace, child victim of crime, recently entered a chaotic period in its existence following the dismissal of Anne Campbell, its chief executive, and multiple subsequent resignations. Ms. Campbell reported the charity's less than desirable activities to the Charity Commission, leading to the exit of major donors. New OPCC CEO Shan Basra responded by saying, "One article suggests bullying and misogynistic behaviour, which the named person refutes." He added that it's against the principles and values of the BEDS OPCC and that an independent investigation is ongoing. Bedford's police community support officers patrolling an area close to the Tesco's on the High Street were able to identify a shoplifting suspect wanted on multiple charges. He was sitting just outside the store when police approached him. A confirmation of his identity led to his eventual arrest. The 100-metre borehole excavated to install a heat pump at a property on Bedford's Cleet Hill back in July will now be plugged and sealed with cement. The opening revealed a pocket of naturally occurring gas which, months later, led to an explosion and fire leading to two fatalities and the evacuation of 50 nearby residents. A 15-metre cement plug has been placed in the opening, which the Health and Safety Executive confidently claims will hold back any gas from escaping. Excerpts from the World War Diaries of Soldiers will be read at a memorial service in Owsley on the 10th of November. The commemoration will begin on Glebe Avenue at 10:30, then move on to the War Memorial at the junction of the High Street, House Lane and Church Lane. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.